from the Country Music Association Music Festival in Nashville, Tennessee. In this interview, I have with me Cheryl Rogers Barnett. She is the oldest daughter of Roy Rogers. And Cheryl, I'm so glad that I just happened to be coming into the museum here to see you. You had your book signing here, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But I think, first of all, I'd like people to kind of get to know you and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I do a lot of Western film festivals and film festivals around the country and try and keep mom and dad's memories alive for people.
Well, I think there are so many of us who, at least in my age group, which might date myself a little bit, but we had that black and white TV, and Saturday was Roy Rogers morning, you know? So what are the kind of things that you would like people to keep in mind or keep in their memory, if you will, about your dad?
Well, they were pretty much what you saw on screen, especially when they were doing the variety shows for NBC and ABC. Really talented, wonderful musicians, very personable. They both came from farm backgrounds, mom in Texas and dad in Ohio. They had a real love of family and country and God, and always brought all three into their shows. So they had really well-grounded values.
Well, I have grown daughters now myself and certainly wish that they and their children would have that same kind of opportunity on the media today to see that those type of values in action, I guess. The festivals that you go to, the people you meet, I think it'd be interesting to know, you know, what kind of feedback do you get? What do people say? What do they want to know?
You know, it's really been interesting to us, especially in the last two or three years, where we're seeing more and more very young people, I mean kids and young adults, who are watching the Western movies and are big fans. Some of these little kids know as many facts about my dad as I do. And of course, they're all in love with Trigger. I think that Trigger, to a large extent, is the grabber in all of this.
How would you describe, in looking at the kind of people you run into at a lot of these festivals and things, are these people that farm, a lot of them?
Oh, yes. A lot of them come from a similar background, and farming is a big thing to them. But, you know, too, I mean, there's loads of big city people here. And here in Nashville, I mean, there's loads of foreigners. You look in the guest books and all, and from Finland and Holland, Spain, I mean, all over. I was really amazed. There was even an Egyptologist who signed the guest book this morning. So I think music draws people from all walks of life, all nationalities. It's a language that we have in common.
Well, let's turn to the reason why you are here today, and that is a book signing. And tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, I wrote a book called Cowboy Princess, Life with My Parents, and it's my take on growing up in the family. We have nine children total. There are six of us living. Our age span is like 26 years, and we are lots of different nationalities because they had his, hers, theirs, and adopted. So we were sort of our own little mini United Nations as we were growing up. And we often, when we're together, joke that if any of the six of us wrote a book, or if all six of us did, there would be six totally different books written. I think, you know, with most families, that's what happens, because you look at things from your own perspective. And this is my perspective about going to the studio with my dad, being the oldest. When I was a baby, and then from that time on, Dad was working at Republic Studios making movies. With my next siblings, Dad was, he and Mom were TV stars with their own series, and they grew up watching the half hours on TV. And then with my youngest sister, she doesn't remember anything before they were doing our variety shows, you know, so it's all very different.
So what are some of the things that you point out in your book? Give us some examples of some of the things that you want people to know from your perspective.
Well, I wanted them to know my folks a little better, and not just from the TV shows. My dad was an incredible musician. and a great singer. He could sing harmony or lead. He was the original comedian for the Sons of the Pioneers when they started. He was a founder of the group when it was just a trio. But he was a fabulous musician, and that's how he got his start in show business. And he played for and with lots of different groups. My mom was a wonderful songwriter. She wrote 72 songs that are in copyrighted and in the Library of Congress. She also wrote others, but Happy Trails, of course, is the one that's best known, I think. At one point, she was asked to run for the U.S. Senate from the state of California. She was a brilliant woman. Dad was a tease and a comedian at home, had an outrageous sense of humor, and they were wonderful, warm people.
So did you, and I don't know if you have, but did you have any aspirations to sing, songwrite, and act yourself?
Well, I sang a bit as a teenager. In fact, I was really lucky and worked for a while with the Frontiersmen, just a fabulous group with High Bussy, and they were super to work with. I did one movie called Trail of Robin Hood that I worked with Dad, and I even had a speaking line in it. I was 10, and I did one of the half hours. But, you know, I didn't have the talent that they did, and I realized it. But also, I wasn't willing to live in the fishbowl forever. And that, it's a really high price that you pay. But they were both, they lived for their music. They were entertainers, and, you know, that was their life.
So now you're an author, and, you know, there's many of them who kind of wind up in that fishbowl, too, I think. So maybe there was a little bit of, there's another way to attack it, I guess you might say. You have another talent, okay? Do you? Is this your first book?
That's the first book that came out, and then this year, the All-American Cowboy Grill came out, which I wrote with a couple of guys from Nashville, with Ken Beck and Jim Clark, who also have some other cookbooks out, and we just had a ball. It's loaded with country western singers, rodeo champions, movie actors, and wonderful pictures and little known facts from the Old West, and it's just great fun.
So let's review it one more time. You have written a book called Cowboy Princess, Life with My Parents, Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. And tell us, for the people who would like to know, how can they get a hold of your book?
Well, it's at bookstores all over, especially museum stores and all. It also can be, you can contact me at Cheryl Rogers, and it's CHERYLROGERS.com. So, yeah, I've got a website now. My kids told me I had to do it. So, I mean, everybody's got a website.
Well, and what we do, and we'll talk about this more when we're done, but we do blogging. And as an author and a writer, you know, it's another form of a website. But, well, it's been so nice talking to you. That's Cheryl Rogers Barnett. She is the oldest daughter of Roy Rogers and has just written a book called Cowboy Princess. And from the Country Music Association Music Festival in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.